Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
Sal.
Rel. Today's a special episode.
Yes, it is.
Very dear to us. Probably dear to you guys, too.
Maybe.
They didn't think we were going to make it.
These cakes that Megan made is dear to me right now.
Yeah. It can't be more dear to you than what's going on right now. This is a major time for us.
Yeah, they didn't know. They didn't think we were going to make it.
They didn't think
we were going to make it. It was just a hobby.
365, 52 weeks.
Yeah. It's our one-year anniversary, people.
Year, wow.
We've been out here doing it for a year now.
Never stop.
That time flew.
I know. Wait, a year ago, where were we?
In my house.
We were huddled around one mic, sitting on the living room floor.
With D Green texting.
Word. Texting me shit, talking about something. Nah, say this, son.
He's a couple feet away.
Word. And I'm in the back like, well, someone's saying I should be talking about this.
Oh, I got a text. Shout out to D Green.
Word.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's been a wild year, though.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your takeaways? Or just one takeaway, whatever just comes to the forefront of your mind.
The people we've met.
Ah.
I mean, yeah, just a different range and variety of people we've met.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite?
Oh.
Sorry.
Favorite. Really enjoyed last week's Crimdella.
Yeah.
Like Zeus?
Loved our millennial question app.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk to Truth. Who else? Like the NYC Grind. I love Ed when Ed came on. Damn. It's a bunch.
We had Drake on that one episode. Remember
I know,
that?
I love that. I love that episode when we did Views. It's a bunch.
Oh, I'm like, what? Like, that niggas had Drake on, they tell me.
Imagine.
I was like, these niggas don't love me.
Imagine. We wouldn't do that. Maybe we would because you don't have respect for him.
I don't disrespect the man.
But you don't respect him.
Me.
I don't respect him.
Somewhere in between.
I don't disrespect him.
I don't quite respect him either.
I don't disrespect him. But let's see. What's my biggest I would say the growth. Like, it's the second what Kevin said about, like, all the people that we've met. It's just crazy thinking how many people we've met, like, just through this podcast alone.
Yeah.
In a year span. Like, everyone's like, oh, you should have this person. You should have this person on. And, like, not just, like, through those referrals, but, like, everyone that we've had on the podcast has actually been talented, though.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
God.
It's just crazy to see, like, word, because I would hate to tell someone you ain't talented.
Yeah, I know.
You should pick a new career. You should do something else.
Oh, yeah, you'll never see us again.
But if I had to do it, I had to do it. But it's just, like, it was cool to, like, to meet all these talented people and, like, to even just see our growth, you know what I'm saying, and how big the podcast has gotten in a year.
Yeah, people reaching out to us.
Word, asking us, can they come on the pod? I'm like, oh, excuse me.
We'll get back to you.
Word.
My favorite is when I have to say, let me talk to my people real fast. That's my favorite thing to do. We'll get back to me. I have to discuss with my partners.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that is true.
Favorite episode? Sorry, I'm smacking on these little pastries. Shout out to Meg. She blessed us. She just hit him.
Right.
You know it's good when you gotta, like, get it from the back to the back.
Yeah, that's what I was just struggling. You ain't going nowhere.
I want to get it, but I'm also, like, trying to store it for later. Like, okay. In 5 minutes, so I'm like, damn, this is good. Get the rest of it. But I want to say, who did I really enjoy having on the podcast? Definitely Truth City. Crimdella was dope last week. Downtown Dion.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Who else? That kid Mike. Mike Ortiz, I think his name is.
Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, him.
Freedom Mobile.
Tay, crazy ass. Every time RLT come on, it's like, oh, yeah, that shit all over the place.
We got to figure out the episode.
Word. I'm like, yo, this is the format. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, just throw it out the window. But I love having them on the episode just because, like, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
You need that shit to be, like, thrown off sometimes, just being, like, caught off guard.
Yeah, I might be ready for them again. So.
Yeah, word, right? Switch it up a little. City. I like City's episode.
Yeah.
Shout out to City.
Oh, we have some people.
It is.
We have so many people on. It's like crazy naming, to sit here and try to like
name everybody.
Name everyone. Many. Yeah.
Kim, like, Ray, Armand, Kim, damn, Chris.
I forgot about all our friends.
Carl.
Word.
That was
our longest. I feel like that was the longest episode we had.
That one was
intense.
Stay tuned.
Word. Stay tuned. But everyone I didn't name, you know, don't take any offense to it.
GG.
Yeah. Shouts to G.
I've been trying to hit her up, but she don't respond. So if you hear this, GG.
GG. Oh, Josh. You see how, like, every time.
Twice.
Josh, twice. Every time we talk about someone. Will came on from Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
a fun one.
That was a good episode.
Will.
Hungover.
Who else?
There's been a lot of people on the podcast.
Yeah.
We have Rosales Financial. Switch that up. Talk about some finances real quick.
Yeah, Bori.
Bori.
Justin. Tattoo.
Yeah,
Justin. Tattoos, yeah.
Gabe
came on from DC. Swim Linux.
I enjoyed,
You see, he posted someone, real quick, post someone on IG.
Lil B.
Lil B wearing his shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. That's a good look.
That is a good look.
That's a good look. You don't want them purses on you.
Yeah. Yo, Lord, that was fire when I saw that picture.
Yeah, I was like, all right, cool.
We got to repost that.
Everybody going to come up.
Word, no, I think.
No, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't see it.
I know you.
I ain't on social media like that, no.
I know you.
I took a break, I didn't see it.
Kev,
I'm gonna just be honest.
Kev's eyes lit up and was like,
yeah.
I'm very happy for him, though. I want to shout him a text.
Nah, he's grinding.
Basically, Lil B like, was just wearing his one of his shirts, which is dope.
The bass guy, that's big.
Yeah. Man.
With his respect, yeah, that was cool.
That is
dope.
Yeah, NYC Grind.
Where they
thinking about them because they put us on to a couple people. Secret.
Yeah.
Inviting us to that listening party, which was fucking amazing at Quad Studios. Shout out to her.
That was dope. Going to her first album listening party.
Yeah, that was dope. I don't know.
Them plaques, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone I'm not naming, we apologize.
It is really, yeah.
It's all love. It's just that there's been so many people.
So many
now.
People.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about it here. I feel like my favorite episode was when Truth came.
Mm.
I feel like that was the start of something new. That was like, we didn't get... Oh, and Daryl came?
Yeah,
of course.
Shit. You see? You know what's funny?
Daryl edit that in post.
Mm-hmm. D-Green be texting me, right? He'd be like, yo, you take me for granted, right? And I'd be like, what are you talking about? Because he's like, yo, you shout out all these rappers, you never shout me out. And I'm like, yo. The reason why I don't shout you out is because, like... It's not like I'm not shouting you. I was just like
telling them.
No, I'm gonna tell them the reason.
You're not disrespecting.
No, I'm not. Everyone. Knows. Listen. I take for granted that everyone. I think everyone knows who he is. Like he's on the intro. But if I don't want to take it for granted. We love you. We appreciate
you.
We do. Shout out to the intro. Everyone, check out D Green's music at dgreenmusic.com. Instagram D Green Music. All that stuff. You got a new video out popping. That shit's fire. Check that out.
Lord, that is fire.
But
Yeah,
when
Truth came on,
gave us that freestyle.
Yeah.
That
was like our first real artist that, not to say no one was real before, but we didn't know him. Like no one knew
him. That was
our
first artist that we didn't know of.
And we had
no connection to him.
Exactly, yeah. And it was like when he came, we heard his music for the first time. We all didn't know him.
His music was fire.
And it was so fire. And like ever since then, he's building. Like I'm watching this guy grow. And like he's even connecting people with us. Mm-hmm. So like... That was one of my favorite. I'll never forget that day. That was
I think that's something very important you said. It's like one of the dope things also. Like not even just like reflecting on our growth, but also like looking at everyone else's growth that has came on the podcast. Like mm-hmm. people from like 6 months ago and like they've doubled in popularity since then or even something simple like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we played a little part into
that.
We facilitated that. Like, hey, look at this person, you know? And it's just cool to have that to see people grow like all around us.
Yeah. Jeff the Prankster.
Jeff the Prankster.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
How they all three of them came and they're younger than us and they're grinding right now.
Yo, I forgot his name, and excuse me for it, but this your man's on Instagram.
Yeah.
Manny,
and he be showing love too.
He shows
man.
Love all the time. Just he posts up videos all the time now.
His hear me out thing.
Yeah, his hear me out be funny. Yo, he's supposed to that funny. Six. I didn't get to check it out yet. But he puts out constant content. And I'm like, yo, he's grinding now.
Yeah.
Him and the other kid, I think his name was Angelo. I forgot.
Angelo.
The Conquer, Conquer Clothing. Yeah. Yeah, he's constantly putting out stuff. You see, he dyed his hair blonde now.
Yeah.
He's out here now. He a real artist now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
like, all right.
You're in full creative mode.
Yeah, but nah. Like, you see those things, and I respect those kind of, like, movements. It's just been so many people on the podcast, and it's, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
That is, yeah, when you talk, yeah, talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they don't, I'm so used to, like, seeing people start something and then ending it, but these people we still cool with are still going at it.
Yeah.
And it's like that, like Jeff Howe, I think he's trying to start his own prank thing. Mm. So he's like, I think it's Prank Zone or something. He basically has like a video of him and them, like, it's pretty funny. He's just standing next to people making them feel mad and comfortable. But it's like he's still going and he's young too, and he's like promoting everything, happiness, and it just is nice to see that they're still going.
It's good to meet so many positive people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That too.
Like so many, because like on a daily basis, you would think like a lot of people in this world would be so fucked. Like,
yeah.
And like people just brush past on a daily basis in New York City. Like, yo, so many fuckheads in this city. Mm-hmm. But then you actually, everyone who's come on the podcast so far, within a year, which is a long span, has been like super motivated or super inspirational.
Yeah,
or a combination of both. Like, yo, everyone's so positive that we've met. Like, damn, like y'all really out here grinding. Yeah. And that also motivates us to keep grinding and to try to do more and try to figure out how we can build the podcast and reach more people and things of that nature. So it's just been a good run.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good run. And we're gonna keep running, keep going.
And music wise, we have music. It's been crazy this year. Have so much to talk about, just music every week that's coming out. It's like a blessing.
It's been a good year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good year.
Yeah, just gotta keep pushing.
Yeah, I think back to it. Like, it's been a year since this podcast. It's been a year since I like even been like practicing law, which is crazy to even think about. Now I can see how people get old fast, because like a year just flew by. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, and now I'm like, damn, like Carl was telling me, like, yo, Barbers was coming out in, like, a week or two. And I was like, damn, I remember that feeling a year ago. And then the next year, it's going to be another set of kids. And it's just, like, how fast, like, time flies by, which is why you got to make the most of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's dope to watch it, document it, put everything on here.
Like, I was scrolling to, like, the beginning of our, like, IG page, which is, like, fuck way down there now. And I was just looking like our earlier posts compared to like what we post now.
Mm-hmm.
Like as far as like, it's way more creative. I feel like, hold on real quick.
I'm gonna pause.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pause this real quick. Cause she keeps. Yeah. Sorry. I was scrolling to the bottom of our IG page and even like our Facebook page and all that. That shit was good, wasn't it? I'm about to go to the gym in the morning. Shout out to Megan though for blessing us with those.
Thank you, Meg.
But I was scrolling to the bottom and like how simple our posts were before. It was like just like the cooling out logo.
Check us out.
And like a couple of like a minute of us talking, like one of us talking about something, like, oh, check us out, and like random pics and shit like that. And now it's like we're reposting our
friends,
our former guests, just like crazy things. Like a lot of like it's a lot of creativity, and I feel like it's a lot more thought going into like even our social media presence. And it's like, damn, like motherfuckers really done grown.
Yeah, we learned on the fly.
We really all learned on the fly. It was like literally like, all right, let's just start a podcast.
Let's try it.
And figure it out as we go along.
Mm-hmm. I remember we was like, well, what should we put up? We was like, I don't know. Let's start with our picture.
A picture of us three smiling. Listen to our podcast.
We're Chewy on the ground. Just
word.
Chilling.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, shout out to Chewy.
Shout out to Chewy.
He listens all the time.
Dada will be home soon.
He don't know who you are.
Chewy's Ryan's dog, if y'all don't know. Every time I go up in there, little tail just be moving.
Man, nigga,
it's like his long lost, it's like his long lost dad.
He does the same thing with Kev.
You got proof?
Yeah. You got proof?
It ain't happened until I see the proof.
Alright. Next episode. Y'all come to the Bronx. Nah. But what else? About the music. Hopefully soon we could do the live show. within this year. I know we keep talking about it, but
we'll put out more details about that when that.
We three hardworking full time men.
Hey, we can make it.
We're gonna do it.
We can make it happen. I'll spare the details for the
listeners. Yeah, we're working on new stuff.
We're working on it. We're just working on building a podcast, and just know that there's more coming in the future. Yeah. You guys just stick around with us and keep spreading the love.
Yes, please.
And sharing it.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys think it was going to be like this in a year?
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I had to like humble and calm myself down. I remember when we first started and I was like obsessed over numbers and stuff. And I've been like way more chill lately and like just like let the process be. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest.
Yeah. Nah. Both of us remember we texted each other like, yo, fuck, the numbers went down.
Yeah.
This episode, oh, we lost 2 listeners. What the fuck?
I was like, damn. Is this? Yeah. You go crazy that way.
But now I don't even look like at numbers or nothing. I just like, chill. Just do it.
Yeah.
Because just like our loyal listeners will keep listening. And then the loyalist listeners will put other people on. So it's like, it's only so much you can really put behind those numbers. I don't know how like SoundCloud or iTunes calculates numbers. So it's like, it's pointless to even like look at it and be like angry over it.
Yeah, thinking you're doing something wrong.
That's exactly what it was. I was like, yo, we got to change our format up. What are we not doing correctly? And it's just like, why? It's just pointless. Like,
Just keep putting the work in and go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sit down, do the podcast.
It's been humbling,
Push it out.
Yeah.
And then keep moving
Promote
next week.
Do what you can.
And then next week, another episode.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I remember. I think we had a discussion when we first started, like how we gonna get guests on, and we didn't know then. We were like, I forgot what we said to each other. You're like, we don't know. We just take it as it comes.
Like, you know anybody?
Yeah,
that's who it was. You know anybody who'd be interested?
And now we have like calendar.
Emails. Book.
Yeah, we gotta push people back.
Yeah, because we start with like our friends first. Like, yeah, just come on up.
Yeah,
we got some guests. Come on
with
Matt.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah. We really were like out here looking for like some guests and couldn't find not one.
And then
out of nowhere, all of them found
kept
us.
Kept coming, and they keep coming. Yeah, we said to turn people down last week.
Yeah, we definitely
turned. The calendar. Like, it's a good problem.
They'll get on again. We gotta reschedule them, but you know,
they come a long way from like
word.
You know somebody.
You know somebody want to come on a podcast.
I remember that Cap used to be like, "Yo, you know anyone?" Like, let me ask.
Yeah, when we first, you kept us afloat.
Well,
you had an. I was like,
you got an endless amount of friends, right?
Word. When that rap,
I just did my part. Line. God was like, word. You got these people, use them.
Word, because I don't know a person. So I was like, nah, I don't got a person that can even come on here.
Chris?
Word, Chris. But now, it's a good feeling. Because I remember, who was the first person to hit us up? Was it Truth?
Like, for real?
Yeah.
Like, I think it was Truth.
Outside of people we know?
Yeah. Imagine, like, when Truth first hit us, like, in a DM, basically, no homo. But, like, remember how gassed we were? Like, yo, someone just reached out to us and asked if they come on our podcast. Like, we was gassed.
I would still feel like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, no,
I do too, yeah.
Every time someone hits up, I'm like, it's a blessing.
Yeah, but
like,
that first
feeling, yeah, like, that first one was like, whoa, you heard about us? Mm-hmm. Where? How? Mm-hmm. You know? It was just super exciting.
And then
exciting.
Every subsequent after that is just like, why?
Why?
No, not why. It's just like, it's just.
Like Gabe.
Gabe hit us
just
up.
Just so unexpected.
Well, he hit us up like from DC. He was like, "Yo, I want to come in your podcast." I was like,
sorry again for that first time.
Yeah, where I was like, "You know someone?" I was like, "How do we know you?" Like, nah, I heard your podcast. I just wanted to reach out and come on.
Damn,
that was fire.
I was like, "Wait, you live in DC and you want to come to New York? Just do our podcast?" Shit was just so dope. Like,
that goes back to and we met good people.
He's a good dude.
Like. Then last week, Krim Della. Didn't know him at all.
Oh. Yeah, Krim Della was
and that was such a good
Now I feel like we know him, but like we could chill with him.
Yeah,
we could talk.
Yeah. And it's crazy because like most of the time we don't even have conversations with the people before they come on the podcast. Like through email, like, oh yeah, be here at this time. This is where we're gonna be. This is how we're gonna set up this and the third. But like everything else just
we get here and we're like, yo, hope it goes well.
Word, like hope he knows how to talk well.
Thank
like,
God, yeah.
Word. Everyone's going been like,
well, yeah.
Everyone just been flowing smoothly. Yeah,
I remember when Jeff came on, we were, shout out to them, but we were like, yo, we don't know what type of energy we were going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we found out they were young, so we would have beer and stuff, and we didn't share with nobody. We just had it. But it ended up being like a fun,
get us arrested.
Fun time. I didn't say they drank it.
Continue with
but God. Anyway. Anyway, no, it was, the energy was, I didn't know what to expect. And like, even when they's talking, it's just like, okay, okay. And then mid episode, we were all like, not yelling, but we kind of, it was like we all knew each other at the end of the day. And we did the skit with them.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
The fidget with the romper.
Yeah.
Jarell almost smacked the shit out of me. That was dope. We gotta repost that skit, actually.
Yeah, I do agree.
We should repost that. It's been a minute.
TBT.
It's also good because Oak Roast, yeah, tomorrow, you're right. But it's also, like, cool because, like, what was I gonna say? Damn. Yo, I hate when that, I hate when that happens.
That's the cake.
Word, I'm like my brain's slow. Like,
you still trying
down.
To get
I'm
it
like,
in the back?
What am I trying to say? Damn.
Pumpkin.
I don't know. Has something to do with me and people and something. Oh well, it's lost. If it comes back, I'll just shout it out in the middle of one of y'all talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
word.
No, I'm excited. Up, you see,
that's what it is.
There you go.
What do you want?
There you go.
Whenever I start talking, I'm like, oh. What do you want for the podcast in the next year?
More. Of this, just to build the listenership, do more with it, like the things we've discussed, just to start doing those stuff and just build a listenership, start connecting with more and more people. And
when it times two was now, double everything.
What about you?
I could see. I was thinking about it. I could see us as a platform for like underground artists, like to showcase their stuff and. Even not even like to talk about people's
projects.
Projects, like their personalities. Like once we start getting people in and we talk about group talks, like we don't just talk about what they do, but like how they feel about topics and stuff.
Yeah,
like I feel like we could bring out personalities.
We do it with our friends. We just have them their takes on stuff.
We could shine a spotlight. I feel like New York, like we have an opportunity to really, like our generation or our age group, we could really showcase personalities. So it's nice to see we're getting our foot in the door, but I feel like it's gonna be better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out your friend, Laura. Thank you again.
For that blessing. I should try to bring some more. Yeah. Sorry, couldn't work.
See, they just I do agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I see us as like.
Yeah,
helping.
Just doing different, like,
mm-hmm.
Men of things with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that thing we talked about comes through, we get our own space.
Space, yeah.
Start producing these apps a little.
Close. Ooh,
there's a lot of things we could do.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't want to give away too much detail because I, don't want nobody stealing our shit. But like branding, like not even just like us doing a live show, but more like events. Like it could be like an actual event where like
we
host. Think about all the talent we done had on this podcast.
Yep.
So you already know what I'm going with that. So I'm like branding.
I know you're going. I thought
events,
about that.
Merch. So many things I feel like could actually happen this year. If we like
grind and lay out
a plan for it, because we have so many connections. I don't think we even realize how many connections we have now.
No, having this convo, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we done met so many people and just like putting all those talents together in one space and being like, hey, can you do this? Da 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 da, making it all happen for us.
It could happen. Yeah, it's gonna
I definitely
happen.
Think like branding and like that event thing is like something that could be. Pretty major
within this year.
Yeah,
we'll get back to it in October.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we got good things ahead though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad we've been consistent.
Consistent, yeah. I've seen actually a few people I know who got in the podcast game after we got in the podcast game.
Cup people.
You know, we notice the inspiration when we see it.
We try, we just try to get back to our communities,
Keep going.
But just keep going. Don't stop.
The people know where they heard all this shit first, though.
Yeah.
It came from here. But you know what's funny about that? When people, I've got, at least five people that have asked me, like, yo, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I'll give it to you. I'll give you all the entire blueprint because, like, I feel like what we have is original as hell. So, like, people can tell when you're just faking it or when you're not giving it 100%. So, it's like, I'm not going to hate on you. I hope your podcast does well. I hope everything goes, you know, well for you. But
good luck.
Good luck, exactly. Like, hey, I told you how to do this. Hey, that's make it work. You. It's up to you now, you know?
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Watch them.
I don't even watch. I don't.
As he, like, sips his tea.
I don't watch. Like, I don't see the need to. Like, I mean, I listen to the first one, and then I'm like, all right, cool. And then from there, I can tell whether or not it's potential or not. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like a nigga who's been in the game.
What? It's like, Jarrell, you used to
talking
do this?
Like Puff, right? Like,
yo, he's like, nah.
I run this podcast. Shit.
I don't got time to be listening like that. Like, damn, Jarrell. It's only been a year.
I can see though if you got potential or not.
I won't even watch.
No, I might pull up on you.
Nah, the reason why I also like don't watch because like I'm just so focused on like what we're trying to do, and like I mean I watch just to see like what else is going on, like in our, like, as anyone else should do, you should know what's going on in your, like, your sector.
Yeah.
See what everyone else is doing, but I also don't want to get too influenced by that.
Yeah.
I want us to just do our thing and just keep doing our thing, because like there's even times where like I listen to like Brian Edis or some shit like that. I'm like, yo, we should do something like that. But I'm like, yo, but then I like I'll let them, yo, that's corny. Like that's their thing. That's like, why should we do that? You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, because I don't know, I don't like shit like that. So I'm like, all right, I'll listen to you for a little bit, but like, I can't just be like diving deep into everything you're doing, because if I do, then I become a part of you, and I become you, and I'm not original anymore.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's the hard part too, because I hear things and I'm like, damn, we should do that, and it's like, I don't think so, because that's not us. We would have did it already, or it didn't sound like I wanted to do some. So I was gonna talk about it, like, oh, song of the week, and it's like, how many songs we listen to that we really gonna be picking songs of the week, or like,
it's actually not a bad idea.
There you go. Nah, but I just hear things, and sometimes it's like, I'm getting nervous because I think overly think sometimes. So that's one thing I have to stop doing, especially with the podcast. But that's the hard part. Like, I listen to old Tax Stone episodes, or like, I don't really listen to podcasts like that, to be honest. Like, some Gary Vee episodes or Brilliant Idiots, if you guys recommend one. But I feel like it gets our, like, if we get into it, we're going to want to replicate things instead of just being who we are.
You know what I realized, though? Like, doing this podcast, like, people gravitate to us as individuals, right? Because, I meet, like, some of, like, Kevin's work friends. Oh, I forgot that one guy's name.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me as if I already knew him. Like, literally talking to me as if I knew him already.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I guess he felt like he knew me through the podcast, which is nothing wrong with that. I would do the same thing if, like, I ever met Charlamagne or something like that. Like, because you know so much about the people. You hear people on the radio all the time.
That's true.
You basically, you know my entire life based on what I tell you, you know, on this podcast. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, of course you feel like you know me. And he was literally talking to me as if he knew me. Is that your girlfriend you talk about? Like, he was doing all that. And I'm like,
yeah, oh, nigga, how you know?
And I'm like, cool. Like, it was just interesting. Like, people really gravitate to us as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they want to, like, they like getting to know us on this kind of personal level. Because honestly, there's some things I share on this podcast that I wouldn't share in daily conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, because it just comes out naturally sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Can't even take that away now. Oh, well, it's out there, you know?
Fuck it.
Yeah, word. It's like, all right, you got to live with that shit now. But it's cool, man. People would really just be, like, gravitating, and I like it. Like, just keep gravitating, keep listening to the podcast, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, I gotta figure out what we're gonna do about this. I wanna grow the YouTube page too.
Yeah.
Cause YouTube is like very essential to all these kids and people in general. My mama know how to use YouTube, and so that's essential right there.
We just need to figure out that fourth thing.
Yeah, the video.
But it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it'll happen.
It'll happen when it happens.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed with us too. Like, we don't have to force it. Like, things just come naturally. Like, the guests came naturally. The topics sort of come naturally too. Like, we'll just talk about it 2 days or things just happen and we just and even the conversation we just have, like, all people tell me all the time, like, yo, you guys sound like genuine, like I could feel the energy through it.
Yeah.
And I take it as a joke because I'm like, I don't get what you mean, like, we're good. Like, we're naturally good energy people.
Yeah.
The What's Your Energy episode, I forgot about that one.
Aloysius?
Yeah, but that was a funny episode. But yeah, it's just I hear a lot of good things, and it's nice that we keep delivering every episode. Like, one of my boys listens all the time. He'll let me know. He'll be like, yo, it dead ass feels like I'm with you guys in the room.
I see, that's dope.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Shouts out to him.
That's Gabe.
That.
Gabe, he took the pictures.
That
episode.
Yeah.
So he tells me all the time, like, yo. And I like even the people who are like, yo, you guys are still doing it. Man, we don't
see?
Quit.
People say that shit. That means you didn't want us to fucking keep going. You expected us to fail.
That's like, cool. I like that.
That's
what
cool.
What does that even mean? Oh, you're still doing it.
Because they see so many people quit that we the first ones to.
That's like how us I being take in school. It. Oh, you still in school?
Like,
oh, wow, you still here. That's cool,
you're
man.
You're still chucking along. Shouts to you, man.
Good luck.
Word.
Who else? I remember my family thought I was a rapper or something.
Oh, yeah,
at
told
one
me
point.
That.
I was like, really? I had to tell my mom, like, I'm in a studio. No, I'm in a space with two of my other friends from college. They're both dressed up nice. I'm the one that looks out of place. But
she probably thought we were like the execs or something. You were the artist.
Hell no. Nah, my mom, well, I don't think you met my mom.
Mm-mm.
Kev knows my mom, so it's like, I told my mom, chill, like, I'm not doing drugs and stuff in a
so
studio.
So you doing something productive?
Yeah, and she's like, whatever you're doing, as long as you're not selling drugs. I said, well, that's not happening, so.
Whatever you're doing. That's like the parents' number one thing. Whatever you're doing, because I don't really understand what the hell you're telling me you're doing.
Yeah, she's like,
so whatever it is, as long as it's not drugs, it's fine.
She's podcast. Like, I was like, it's a podcast. I'm like, I was like, well, I forget you're older. I was like, a radio show? She's like, you do radio? What station? And I was like, not a station on the internet. Go to a website. A website? You have your own website?
You see?
It goes one after the other.
Yeah, you got to let them things go.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
Mom, where can I find your podcast? I told her. She kept asking questions. I was like, all right, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. That's my number one. Actually, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
We actually shut it down. Don't worry about it.
I appreciate it, but it's cool.
It's too much sometimes. Like, I'm going to have a 15-minute conversation about where you can find this podcast.
That's what I can do in 15 seconds. Yeah,
word.
I can't.
I can't.
Love you, Mom.
Word. Shouts to my mama.
Love you, Mom.
One time, you always been there for me.
Since birth.
Oh, man.
Who else? What else?
Yeah, I want to talk about this Eminem diss because I should have something else left to say.
Any more thoughts on?
Yeah,
you guys are good.
Hey,
good hosts,
right,
man.
Back at you, man.
Look at
you know, honestly, I remember when I met, well, of course, Kev. I remember when I met Jarrell, but I couldn't have picked a better two people to be on
word.
A podcast with.
It's a good dynamic.
We each do something. It's like we each put our own little foot in it. To make cooling out, so thank you.
I'm not gonna lie, when like y'all first asked me to be on this podcast, I was like, yo, I don't know how this podcast is gonna go. But I was just like, yeah, sure, whatever, cool. And I was like,
hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I really, like, in my mind, I was, like, trying to, like, play out different
scenarios
of, like, how the podcast would work out, like, and who Josh would say what and when they would say this and other. And I was just like, y'all don't know how the fuck this is going to rock out. But then, like, since our first episode, it's been, like, literally flowing naturally. Like, our conversation is just like our conversations that we would normally have in the group. So it just flows naturally, and that's a blessing in itself.
Nah, it is.
Because it can be super awkward on this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. It really could.
Oh, you want to talk? You talk. Oh, I can talk? Okay, I'll talk then. It can be super awkward.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I just was going to say something, and I forgot.
Don't worry. You'll yell it out in a second when I'm talking. Shit. Oh!
Fuck.
See, that shit ain't a good feeling when that happens. Gotta take your vitamins.
I do every morning, bro. Yo, shout out to vitamin
D. That's some shit my mom would say.
Vitamin
take
A.
Take your vitamins.
Word.
Anything. Man. I broke my leg. You took your vitamins?
I'll figure it out later. Fuck. Mm.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll figure it out later.
All right.
It'll come to me.
Does Eminem Donald Trump this?
Wait, what? I'm trying to find it.
You good?
I'm trying to remember what I was thinking about.
I'm trying to find it.
But yeah, no, this that Eminem diss. At first, I was a little weirded out because he has the beard. I didn't know what to expect from it.
He looked like a pedophile with that beard.
He didn't look like him until I actually clicked the video.
He looks not a pedophile. That's really strong words, but he looks different. He looks very different. It caught me off guard. I was like, I still wasn't ready for it.
Yeah,
he like a lumberjack. That's what he looks like. That's better.
He looked homeless.
Nah, I don't know about that. He looked like a Detroit lumberjack. Period.
I didn't even know the BET Hip Hop Awards were on last
Kev,
night. Me either.
You weren't alone.
Me either.
And it wasn't even on last night. I think it was on Saturday.
It was on, yeah, they started showing everything Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Saturday. I knew it was on yesterday because they replayed it yesterday. And I remember my girl wanted to see Cardi B's Cypher or some shit like that. And I shut that shit down. I was like, we got two TVs in here. Go watch it in the back. I ain't trying to hear that, nothing.
Nah, I didn't know either.
Yeah, so yeah, I saw it this morning and. It's good.
Wait, you watched the entire BET Hip Hop Awards?
No, the Eminem.
Oh, what?
Oh,
called
come
you
on
out,
now.
Like, bro. How'd you get up?
That's fucked up. He's like, you watched the whole BET Hip Hop Awards?
I'd be home all day. I would. Oh, hell no. Oh no, 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 no.
Yeah, I'm not. So, like, my initial reaction when it first started, I was like, I was like, yo, Eminem back on this shit again. Because it didn't start off strong to me.
Yeah.
And then, like, around, like, I say a minute into it, I was like,
when he stopped all the pauses.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the beginning, he was like, how do I want to start this? And, like, doing all that.
Yeah,
like, doing the Heisman and stupid shit. And I was like, all right, and come on now. Get it together. Mm-hmm. And then a minute in, he started dropping bombs. Dropping bombs. I didn't even catch this one bar about the Fantastic Four thing.
With The Rock and
until
he's,
LeBron James posted it on Instagram.
That was
I was like, oh,
Darrell,
shit.
You and me both.
That shit,
I was
because when I first heard it, I was like, oh, Fantastic Four. Okay, cool. I don't know where that came from. That was a very awkward bar.
I knew I missed something. I was like, probably missed something.
Yeah, I missed something there because he's very clever with his bars. LeBron was quick to pick that up.
Thanks, bro.
You know what's crazy? CNN had the most important lines he said throughout the whole rap.
CNN's a real
CNN.
One.
Oh, that's so dope.
They put up the trailer for Fantastic Four, and I was like, what the fuck? Like Fantastic Four, and then with the orange, I turned orange. I was like, yo, that bar. He's like, I'm Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he said, he's Fantastic Four. He's orange. He's just talking about the brick wall. Mm-hmm. He's like, only thing he's Fantastic Four, he's orange and something. Da, da, da. I don't know, but I was like,
that
oh,
because
I really did not understand it when he first said it. I was like, that ball went way over my head.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely missed something there.
I'm glad he stood up for Colin too, because I feel like Colin isn't getting enough support.
You know what part was like the most? The thing that stood out to me the most was when he like separated his own fans.
Oh, that is.
Oh, with the draw the line in the sand.
Super respect.
Like that's so deep. He was like, "Yo," because think about how much money he could potentially lose. He was like, "Yo, if y'all fuck with Trump, don't fuck with me."
And
basically.
That's what's so motivating compared to like the NFL.
Yeah.
He's clearly taking a stand, clearly drawing a line. You either with me or you're against
me. I'm drawing this line in the sand.
Yeah.
Woo! As much as I don't want to say it, I'm glad it's a white dude.
Nah, we think
it needs
that.
To be. It has to be
because it's like, if he's saying, like, you don't want to pay attention to any of us, but
yeah.
You probably going to pay attention to Eminem.
Because they don't understand, you know complicated.
You know, riddle. It could have been, I'm trying to think who's a black artist with, like, nice-ass bars like that?
Kendrick,
J. Cole.
Crit.
Nah, J. Cole's, I mean Jay-Z's too. Jay-Z actually, white people actually listen to him. Let's say if it was something like
Big Crit.
We're looking for underground. What level of fame?
Let's say it was Kendrick, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could literally say the same thing Eminem said, right? But white America literally can only, like, hear their people sometimes, like. And I think because it came out of Eminem's mouth, like, even though, like, Eminem has been got a black heart in my book for the longest, outside of, the, you know, talking about your mama crazy shit, you know, we don't get down like
and
that.
And Kim.
Yeah, we don't get down like that. But, you know, how many white kids probably, like, actually took in everything he said because he said it?
Yeah.
Like, because our preconceived, like, biases and notions could easily shun someone out. Like, oh, yeah, we're listening to you, but we don't really hear you.
Yeah.
We don't hear what you're saying. But because he said it out of his mouth, they're like, wow, is that what's really going on in this world today? Like, is Donald Trump really that bad? I'm sure he probably opened up some people's eyes.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest musicians of all time.
All time.
And he's raps and he's white.
Yeah. Just tie everything together.
Yeah. It's a perfect storm. Yeah.
I loved it.
Loved it. Yeah.
Me too.
I loved every minute.
Kaepernick
of it.
Tweeted was, at
Yeah, that was super dope.
I saw it this morning. I think I had like 64,000 retweets of this morning. So
no yeah.
Now and
I feel so bad for him, Colin.
I mean,
no, he's gonna go down in history.
Yeah, he
no,
is.
He
I'm
is.
Say, he's definitely gonna be the scapegoat in all this.
And I feel like we needed someone like that too, because we don't have like a revolutionary like that is changing everything without
like athlete.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. athlete wise, or like I saw a post that I don't know who posted it, but it was Muhammad Ali talking about how like you know he'd rather give up all his money and his fame for his rights, like his community or being black. Like, mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone is so scared now just because of what can happen to them instead of the future of what their kids could face. Like
yeah.
Now you want to like, I like that they're doing it, but now you want to kneel. Now you want to say something, but
who do the football players kneel? That's different though.
I know there's a lot of politics too involved in it.
Yeah, but they're not even doing well. There are some people kneeling already.
Yeah,
like around the time Kaepernick did. But this most recent wave, after Trump like insulted them, so they really waved as a petition because he called all the football players
sons. That's true.
Like now the message is just twisted, and it's mm-hmm. not even about the flag. They're just doing it to combat him calling them sons of bitches. So bitches. I don't even you can't really respect that much.
Yeah. It's not the same. It
because somebody
feel
calling
the same.
You a son of a bitch is bigger than. Somebody kneeling because people are out here dying.
Getting shot.
Yeah, and like, killed. So it's just...
I don't know. It's weird, but I'm happy Colin did it, and I'm glad he's still... Like, that tweet they put out where they said that he's willing to stand if he gets a job.
Oh, yeah, and he immediately refuted that. I was just like...
Yeah.
I was pissed when I saw that, but then his girlfriend...
Yeah, Nessa, immediately yeah,
like, put that up. Like, nah, that's not true.
Yeah.
Even like Jemele Hill, she just got suspended.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks.
And she just got like backlash. Like,
for calling him a white supremacist.
Yeah.
But I don't, I genuinely don't understand like what the issue is. Like I understand, first of all, just because you work for a company doesn't mean the views expressed by you are of that company. So I don't understand like what ESPN's trying to get through to her when they do things
I
like
get
that.
From a business standpoint, she's saying after Jerry Jones is like, all his players are going to stand. If anybody kneels, they're going to get benched. Very plantation-like. But
She was like, if you hate what Jerry Jones is saying, the only way you can affect it is to affect the bottom line. So here, somebody tweeted her like a list of sponsors that the Cowboys use. So basically, mm-hmm. if you stop going to those sponsors, you'll affect their dollar. But since ESPN paid like billions. To show the, you're really, if that does come into play,
yeah.
you'll be affecting their, so their own employee. So I see that, but it's just, when we look back on this, you're going to look so bad, ESPN.
Yeah. But at the same time, who's going to share that knowledge, though, besides her? Like, say, for example, if one of us tweeted that, like, what, we'll reach 5-10 people?
Yeah.
Like, it takes someone on her stature, no, yeah, of her platform, definitely. To push those things
knowing
out.
Knowing the consequences.
Yeah. But you know what I also respect? Michael Smith, he's not doing SportsCenter for 2 weeks while she's suspended.
Oh, he's not doing
it? Real
oh,
one.
I read that, too.
Real one. That's, he said, "No, nah, I'm not doing it." But so, where did he mention that? I think he mentioned it on Twitter last time when she got a backlash from the first tweet by calling Trump a white supremacist. I don't know if it was on the actual episode. I don't know where it was, but I know he mentioned it before. He's like, "Yeah, because if you got suspended, I wasn't going to do the show." Mm. And then now she got suspended, and he actually like is not doing it for 2 weeks. They about to have some feelings.
Yeah, I wonder what her. I don't think she stopped.
I don't think she should.
No, I definitely agree. So I'm yeah. saying they're going to fire her, and then
yeah.
God is just things people do for money.
Yeah.
You're gonna
I don't
just...
think they should fire her, but it's like you want to basically Damn. Limit her speech, but then like we got the president who's just like
saying whatever he wants.
It's just a bunch of hypocrisy.
A bunch, like
yeah.
If any first of all, it's not like you're just like condemning her speech. I can see if y'all also condemn Trump's speech, because like Trump is like clearly divisive, clearly playing along racial lines, all these things. So why you would choose to only condemn her speech is just beyond me.
Yeah.
And then also to say that, oh, we only basically they disagree with what she said. Like you don't disagree with what Trump said.
Yeah.
Like you just disagree. Like you just leaving it out there. It's like what I just said about Drake. I don't disrespect him. You know. It's like your girl be like, "Oh, you love me? I don't not
I love you."
You know, like how crazy does that sound?
Yeah.
Girl be looking at you wild crazy. Like, oh, okay, really? So,
I think she'll get if she gets fired, she'll get picked up by somebody.
Fox Sports.
Oh no, she's huge. She'll be fine. Yeah.
She'll get picked she'll up by Fox Sports. Fine. And she'll be in LA. Who don't want to be there? Rather than yeah, Bristol, word. Connecticut.
Yeah.
Be in LA chilling.
Chilling.
And you need a platform where you can just voice your opinion.
Exactly. And Fox is, I mean, I think they're second.
I mean, you see Shannon on there.
Yo, Shannon be going in.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, Stephen. You gotta take a back. Shannon just killing it, man.
You know what
especially
it is?
Especially when he's, yeah.
On, go ahead, though.
No, when these racial conversations come, he nails about to say. It, man.
He kills oh these God. Racial comments like, all the time.
I told you this. It. When they first announced the show, I was just like, skipping. Who?
I was like, they found the nigga and threw him on there.
And I stopped watching because Skip got annoyed. I was like,
yeah,
can't
Skip
do
is so annoying by himself.
Then I just started seeing clips of Shannon, like little snippets they put up. I was like, oh, this is intriguing. And then.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I really was like, this is a spinoff of First Tape because they got a girl who looked just like Molly Kerum, basically. Yeah. And then they that just replaced too. A black guy with another black guy. Skip is still fucking giving his hot takes. But Shannon literally be dropping.
I'm gonna watch him tonight.
Gems.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, just go on Facebook and like just type in Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
People be like cutting and pasting all these videos of him when he's talking. Gems. Like I was at work, like taking a shit the other day, 15 minutes, just like scroll, you know, like one video played and like
yeah,
just the next one. I was like, wow, like this dude literally be spitting fire.
Oh man. Yeah, no.
And he be keeping it 100.
I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
Yeah,
it's points out.
He had me with the black and mild. So
oh my
now he's
yo, forever. Yeah, it's a classic, man.
Man got on national TV
goodness.
With a black and mild in his mouth and some yak.
On that yak and that mouth.
He got me. I was about to start smoking black and mild just from that. I was like, real nigga.
Real one.
Oh, man.
But I hope it turns out okay. I really hope Colin, even though if he's going to get a job, like, I want him
I
out here.
Yeah, it ain't looking like
at
it.
At this point.
But I want him out. Like, he was in Harlem the other day. Woo. I think over the weekend. Taking pictures and everything. And he gave money to a foundation.
Yeah, where's all this money coming from? Because he just gave $1 million to something else. Like,
he saved well.
He saved. He's a budgeter.
I love him, but like,
where the income at? He must know.
I mean, the checks ain't living like that. Because Hot 97.
Hey, I don't know.
That's his pockets, but I respect him.
He probably, maybe he fundraises.
Cause he be giving out mad money. He just gave $1 million to some. I think it was a school or something for backpacks. It was something crazy.
Yeah, he gave out backpacks.
I know it was $1 million. I was like, damn.
Hey, man. Fundraiser.
But nah, I definitely commend and applaud him because he's sticking to his word.
He's sticking to it, yeah.
It's like similar to like, I'm not going to lie. I think it's similar to like what you're saying about the podcast. But like, oh, you're still going. That's how I felt when he first started. I was like, obviously he's going to stop this. Like, he's going to lose his job, you know? Nah. Like, this is what I stand for. And he's been rocking with it ever since. Like, nonstop. And constantly does things to reaffirm that, no, these are my feelings.
These are my feelings.
Yeah. This is how I still feel.
Like I'm thinking about being Colin for Halloween now.
Word.
That jersey is fire, too.
You know, I mean,
the all black.
You got to do that at your own risk. They might spit in your food or some shit. You never know.
Fuck.
Keep it funky. You never know.
Sneaky Trump support. You right. Yeah.
Word.
Damn. Gotta reevaluate.
Someone posted a picture up. I gotta find it on Instagram. I sent it to you guys like 2 weeks ago, of this meme back from like it was a meme, but like back from like 2014, 2013 when they went to the Super Bowl, and like how all these white kids dressed up in blackface as Colin Kaepernick, but they weren't trying to be racist. They just thought he was so cool that they wanted to like replicate him. And now look at these white people just fucking demonizing him. Because he's basically saying, like, oh, you should care about
this. This is so stupid. Oh, God.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
You're
not that dumb.
You can't.
You're willfully ignorant. Yeah.
Tahir put something. One of our friends, Tahir, put something up on Snapchat the other day, right? And it's from this book called The Spook That Something. I forgot. The Spook That Something. I forgot. He sent it to me. I need to read it. But, basically, I think people were, like, looting and rioting. I think it was in the 1970s. It was somewhere. In the South, somewhere, people are looting and rioting, right? And it's two men, and one guy says, I can't believe people are doing this. Like, we're better than them. Two black men looking at black people saying this. And the other guy says, why do you think that? Because you have a police badge, one's a detective, and because I have a couple of degrees? And he was like, yeah, there's no way in hell you can really think we're like them. And he was like, you know what they say about us when we leave a room? You know what they look at, you know what they think about us when you ship your degree or my badge away? You know what they think about us in general? He said what? He said nigga. Like no matter deadass though, no matter how much we progress, no matter how much we do, there's always gonna be some white people that look at us that way. You think people look at Jay-Z or Diddy and be like, yo, niggas?
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. Like there's no much how much you walk a straight edge and nothing like that. You still a nigga to them.
I just want protection from those hateful people. That's all.
Word. I just don't want to see you. Don't come in my presence.
Yeah, that's it.
But what's wrong with people saying, like, we want equal rights? Like, not better rights.
Just, yeah.
Equal.
So when those hateful people come around, I can feel safe.
Yeah.
Knowing you'll defend my rights.
Word. I, like, honestly can't even imagine, like, being somewhere, like, in the South and, like, mistakenly walking into, like, a hood festival some shit like that. A hood in...
I wouldn't know what to do. I think about that sometimes too. Yeah.
It's like you used to own us. What we do to you?
Word. Used to own us.
Literally.
And now we're the reason why you can't find jobs. It makes no sense.
And we just trying to make a way now.
It literally makes no sense. It's just like all this senseless hatred. Like hate takes up so much energy to like hate something. Like I honestly, there's nothing in this world that I hate.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
Hate. I mean, I hate repeating myself, but that's like
as he just repeated.
But that's like something because like you
it's not a hate. It's like a pet peeve.
It's a very strong dislike. Yes,
for real.
But I hate repeating. I dislike repeating myself with a passion. God. Like, come on, really? You didn't hit me the first time.
I hate when people ask what in a text or be like, "What you said?"
Hey, yo, just go back and read.
You forgot to read in the last minute.
Can you scroll up?
You lost your ability to read in the last
minute. Yo.
You just forgot how to
the
read. One.
What's the address to that place? I'm like, yo, my nigga. I sent it to you yesterday.
Just what, you deleted text as soon as you reply?
We ain't been talking that much. But outside of those things, I don't really hate anything. So just like, it's just like all these, like, I don't hate people.
Yeah.
I don't hate people because, like, if it's someone I don't get along with, I just stay out of your way, yeah. You stay out of mine, whatever. Like, there's no need for hatred. These motherfuckers, imagine me being like, how ignorant would it sound if I'm like, yo, I hate all white people.
Yeah.
Just all. I hate them all. Like, you know how ignorant that
no
sounds?
No rhyme or reason.
Yeah, no rhyme or reason because you white. Like, I just hate you. Like, that shit is crazy.
Stupid.
Over something you can't control, the color of your skin. Like that.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't even come out like, yeah. Yo, I'm going to be brown.
Word. It's so ignorant.
Yeah.
I hate because I used to walk on 34th Street with me and Evelina. And you know how they have the protesters? Like, they be on the corner. I don't know what religion it is, but they just say white people are the devil.
Hmm.
I don't know what religion it is, but they just stand on the corner and they preach this word about how white people are the devil and Jesus was black. And every time I walked by, it was like I would never know what to do in a situation if like a group of dark-skinned people got mad because Evelina like was here and she's light-skinned or vice versa. Like, And it's just so crazy to think in 2017 that that's a thing to be afraid of or that's a thing to think about after so much has happened.
But, yeah, that just increases racial tension because, like, people that do think white people are the devil, every time they turn on the TV and see Donald Trump or Pence or another old white man making, like, laws that are going to, like, fuck us over in the end or just acting as they act, they feel justified in their stance and they take it over an entire race, which again, I agree.
It's crazy.
To think in absolutes like that is crazy, and not to think in, like, you know, individual characteristics.
But, like, what also exacerbates this, and they have it, you know. So every day I get my daily word.
Yeah, we're going to post his low degree.
Every day I get my daily word, I try to use it in a sentence.
Get them dirty.
You know, word, you
show
know
them white people.
You know what the word of the day was today. Exacerbate. I just, you know, I've been sitting for an hour trying to figure out how to use that word to say that. I was like, I'm going to use it right now.
Pull it on them.
But every day I get a word of the day and I try to use it in a sentence. You young folks should start doing that too. But what exacerbates this dead ass though is just the fact that, like, racism has never gone anywhere. So when people, like, act like it has, or when people refuse to have those conversations, people act like, oh yeah, racism hasn't been here since, like, Rodney King, you know? So people are acting like surprised, like, wow, this still happened in 2017, this and the third. But, like, if you actually are, like, not necessarily focused on it, but if you just, like, have your eyes open enough, you can see that racism has been going on for a long time. It's a big media hot topic right now because some things are happening. The media is, like, covering it so much, and the president is a fucking dickhead who constantly, like, does things that are very divisive and based on racial undertones. I don't know that person. That shit means nothing, babe. Like on
we're editing the fuck out of
on racial undertones. So it's like, of course, it's in everyone's face now. But racism has never gone anywhere.
Yeah,
like the same way people thought about us in 1991, same way they think about us now. Granted, yes, there are, I would say, more nicer white folks than they were before. White folks, like we in the South, they are way more nicer white people than they were in the past. But I mean, that takes time with, like, generations dying off.
Yeah, that's something, yeah.
Even with that, though, those generations teach some of their kids. So then it's like a portion of that generation still moves on to our generation. So it's like it gets smaller and smaller as time goes along.
Yeah.
But when you a hick from a trailer.
Fucking your cousin.
You educate. Word, fucking your cousin. Sister. But fucking your sister. Like, fucking. There's only so much, like, education you retain. So, like, if your parents tell you something. I'm trying to keep it 100 with you. Like. There's so many things that my parents told me when I was growing up that I completely disagree with now. But I'm older, and I'm like more educated. So I'm like, yo, all right, cool. I understand why you said those things to me, but I'm not going to live my life that way.
Mm-hmm.
These people who live in trailers their entire life, like,
and
butt fucking their sisters, they don't step outside of that realm. So, like, that's what they live their entire life. And then when Trump comes out and says, oh, all you people in, like, the Midwest who don't have anything, it's these black folks in these major cities. These are the reason why you don't have it. Of course you're going to believe that. like you gonna believe anything? Your entire life you've been believing only what people have told you.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like now the president's saying these things, it must be true.
Yeah, and you can justify your failures.
Exactly, and that's like the easiest thing to do is justify why you failed or why something didn't go your way.
I just keep, now I'm thinking about the Dave Chappelle skit with the black white supremacist.
Clayton Bigsby? Oh, is that his name?
Yeah.
White power. I'm sorry, it just makes me laugh.
Get him, Jasper.
Get him.
Remember that episode when his hood came off?
He was in the podium, the stage.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh. Yeah. And then they was like, he divorced his wife because she was a nigga lover.
He's like, you smell that? I smell nigga. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
God bless. But,
I don't know what's going on right now in society. It's just a lot of fuckery, and I just try to like keep myself away from people who I can tell are.
You get a whiff
of
Trumpish.
Mm. And it's funny because like back in the day, I used to always think like, you know, like New York City was never like that. That you just go, you get so caught up in like, oh, this is a big city in the north. You know, people aren't like that. There's so many people like that live up here.
Thank God, it's a major city.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like so many folks up here like that.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. People keep, you know, standing up.
Yeah.
People are standing
using
up.
Their voices. Prominent voices. And that's all you can hope for.
Yeah. I want to say one thing, though. I do. I think that, like, minorities in general, like, need to, like, stand up against, like, not just stand up against him, but, like, stand up personally. Because I'm one person who like never like looks toward our government for anything. Like I'm never like, oh, this, even when Obama was in, I wasn't like, oh, Obama's gonna change my life.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, yo, I gotta grind and get this shit done myself.
Agree.
So it's like, no, dead ass. So no, like, I've never looked for a president to be like, yo, you're gonna change my life for anyone.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, we good now. Like I've never had that mindset, and I encourage others to have the same mindset and like stand on your own two feet and just grind and get it because like, granted, there's a lot of bullshit and a lot of disadvantages to being a minority and a lot of like obstacles hurdles we gotta overcome, like damn near five times more than average white person.
But
you can still get it.
Every single
and
day.
Once you get it, can't nobody take that shit from you. Like, can't nobody take anything from you unless you want them to take it from you. Can't nobody stop you from doing anything unless you want them to stop you. So get out here and grind and get that shit. Don't be looking forward to no president, no government, no nothing to tell you how you should be feeling about yourself. And if someone doesn't like how strong you feel about yourself, then fuck them. Fuck everyone who doesn't agree with anything you want to do or what you're saying. Because at the end of the day, all you have is your two feet and your two hands, and you have one life. Gotta motherfucker give it your all. Exactly. Yeah. No handouts. Fuck this president. Fuck all these people who feel the same way he feels. And that's all I got.
We drawing the line. If you listen to us and you like,
I ain't not.
We need those listens.
Y'all can listen and hate. They can listen
to
hate.
Draw a line in the sand.
Listen all day. Like, yo, fuck them niggas. I'm cooling
out. Play.
Yeah. But I don't really have anything else to say about this.
Nah.
Y'all do?
Mm-mm.
No.
I think you said everything.
You just,
thank you.
Keep you really exaggerated that. Well, is that
exacerbated.
Exacerbated. It's like masturbated and exaggerated. Exacerbated that whole thing. So
man, this has been a good year. Good year. Year in. Got some more things coming your way. Just stay tuned. We're trying to do some major, major things. And if y'all been rocking with us for a year, you can already see the growth and like how much we've, you know, change the format of the podcast and just try to, you know, format it more to be more appealing towards our listeners. Sure. So you know, and we're trying to get better with the visuals. We know we slack there. We're trying to get better with the visuals. There's so many other things we got coming up that we're working on. So
we just three dudes work full time and do this for fun. So
but we grinding.
We doing it.
We doing what we got to do.
We doing it.
And I think everyone, they'll see the progress, and we appreciate y'all for rocking with us and just supporting us and sitting here through the journey, basically, and like being here with us through our growth and everything. It's been a dope run. I'm glad you guys asked me to do this podcast. Seriously,
yeah,
it's been good. It's been a year. It's been good. That shit flew by.
Remember when we were scared to talk and hear our voices?
Yeah, we played that shit back. I was like, that's how I sound.
Yeah, word.
I was like, yo, there's no way in hell I talk that fast. Motherfuckers been telling me that my entire life. I play ballet, like, oh, damn, I do talk fast.
That's why people be saying what? Yeah. They ask you to repeat yourself.
All the time people do that to me. All the time. Because, like, I talk so fast.
Combo over.
I have these thoughts in my head, and I'm like, I want to get it out so quickly. I start stuttering and shit, and I'm like, yo, you didn't hear what I just said? Like, they be like, nah, nigga, say that again. Run that back, B.
Run that back.
But nah, it's just so many things that I've learned about myself. Just doing the podcast, like listening back to the episodes that we've done, I'm like, oh damn, I actually like said something like that. Or like, there's sometimes where I don't even realize I feel a certain type of way about something until I listen to the podcast again. I'm like, oh damn, I actually just said that. So I guess that must be my real feeling because it came naturally.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah. So it's been a great run, great year. I've enjoyed every minute of it. We're going to keep grinding, keep doing this, keep growing and keep building.
Yeah, I would just say, again, thank you for all the guests we've had. Thank you for Chris for like the last 8 or so months, week in and week out.
Blessing us.
Bombard you with requests for rooms and every single time. Except one that wasn't your fault. But thank you.
A real nigga.
Sorry, Gabe.
Except one, nigga.
That wasn't your fault, though. Sorry, Gabe. But yeah, he's gotten us rooms. And thank you to you guys, because busy work weeks. It's like a lot of generic conversations you have at work at times, and like water cooler. And it's nice to come and refresh and have real.
That's what I was gonna
honest,
say.
Like thoughtful conversations about stuff.
That's so, break from the career. I have home issues. I have personal issues. I have work issues. Here, I don't have issues. Like, it's just straight up talk. Like, and I appreciate that because I really do.
Yeah, I feel bad for anyone I work with that ever listens to this podcast.
Damn, nigga.
They're going to be like, is that Gerald?
Gerald?
Gerald, is that you talking
that's
like
that's what
that?
They call you?
Nah, motherfuckers, white people always call me that at first, and I'm like, Jarrell.
Gerald?
I'm sorry. Yeah, pardon me. But no, nah, seriously, like, you know, like, at work, like, you have to be your profession, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're a lawyer, you should be acting this way. You know, and I just... It's good to just come through the podcast and, like,
be yourself.
Be my fucking self. Like, talk how I want to talk. Say what the fuck I want to say.
Be your Shannon Shaw.
And then, word. And then as go to work tomorrow and be like, Max Kellerman. Like, dead ass. Pardon me? That's my shit. I work. Pardon? But nah, it's good. It's been a good time. And we're going to keep doing this shit. Mm-hmm. As always, keep supporting, keep sharing, keep rating. Kevin over here. Dying.
Kevin, I don't even know if he could continue anymore.
Keep sharing, keep posting, retweeting, reposting. Everything y'all been doing. Anyone who wants to come on the podcast, y'all keep submitting your requests to us. We'll get through that. We are kind of booked up right now, but we always make room for people. And we'll try our best to accommodate your schedules. Just... keep reaching out. Keep showing love. And we appreciate it. Until next time, this has been Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.